shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday already. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch and comment there. And it is a Thursday already. So tomorrow's going to be fun, happy hour. And today's going to be fun because it's kind of like become Friday, really. Not Friday Friday, just Friday.
Just regular Friday.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Another day of having to actually work.
So it's got to be tough. It's got to be rough on you.
No, but I'm very excited because Project X is very close to being public. So... but it's just doing a lot of behind the scenes type stuff to just help grow Gal Media into the greatest thing ever.
Well, that's nice of you. Aaron had some technical difficulties coming into today's program, and he responded the way you always should when things go wrong technically. He threw his chair around and he stomped and he yelled and he called the computer a bad word, and the computer said, "You know what, sir? I apologize. Let me change my attitude."
How much does that help? Just out of curiosity.
It doesn't help at all. But that's, I mean,
throwing stuff and smashing
it
stuff.
It helps me.
Yeah.
Really? That's...
Next thing you know, that chair in there is going to be broken, and all the producers are going to be bitching about having to sit in a broken chair, and then they're going to beat on the computer in hopes that the chair will start behaving better and start being fixed again.
So let me ask you about this. And first off, you know, damaging things, that makes you feel better.
Sometimes.
See, that kind of indicates a violent nature, which maybe means you've abused animals, which probably means you're a serial killer. And, you know, after this whole Pat D. Stat thing, I think I'd be real careful about stuff like that.
We did a background check.
Yeah, I haven't abused an animal or another human or anything like that.
I mean, because you have to admit, Aaron Rabel does sound like a made-up name.
Could be a made-up name. We don't know.
Every name is technically a made-up
name. His name may be Aaron Dahmer. We don't know.
That would be weird.
So
it'd be a weird coincidence if there were two people named Dahmer who ended up being serial killers. That'd be surprising.
I mean, I'd have to kill somebody first.
Right.
And then kill another one. And then another one. And then another and maybe one to make it serial.
Lots and lots and lots. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Is that how it works? I'm confused. So, do you think we live in Maggot City?
Maggot City? Is that what I don't? What are we talking about? Did I miss something?
Yeah, you didn't see T-Hom Brenneman's thing?
Oh, that's what you maggot. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what you're using for that word. Oh, I saw Thom. Boy, I'll be honest, Mr. Brenneman, I think. Hey, do we have his apology call, or is that on the broken computer?
I've got it.
That is so awesome because they get a home run right in the middle of
it. That makes it so great that, like, he realizes, okay, I'm making this apology. That's probably the end of my broadcasting career. But since I'm doing it, I'm going to go ahead and call this home run. God bless Nick Castellanos for hitting this home run at this time. I mean, it really perfect. Go ahead and play that audio.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Best home run call ever.
So that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck. for the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am, and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that that could back that up. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Jim Day will take you the rest of the way home.
Okay.
Good job, Jim. Poor Jim didn't get to call the home run.
You know who I bet? I bet Thom Brenneman wishes that Marge Schott was still his boss at the Reds because he'd get a promotion today.
Yeah.
He'd be, you're the new director of media. Congratulations, Thom. Listen,
it just came out. He's out at Fox Sports.
Yeah, and that's his big boy job, the Fox football stuff. And you know what? I do want to preface all this by saying I think Thom Brenneman's a pretty good announcer. Like, I hate that this is happening to him.
Yeah, because there's not many of those guys that I actually think do a good job. He's one of the ones that does a good job.
You know, I'm guessing that he's donezo altogether. He's going to be fully canceled. And I also don't like if those are the kind of words you say off the air, or you when you think you're off the air, you can't say, well, that's not the kind of person I am.
Right.
No. Now, that's not the kind of person the fake you is when you're on the air. That's why I've always been pretty good about just being myself on the air. I'm most people who know me know that I'm the same person on and off the air.
You're a little more social on air, but otherwise, yeah.
Well, yeah, because I'm in the room with you, so I have to talk to you all the time. when I'm not in the room with someone who is my partner, I tend to stay to myself a little bit more. But I mean, I've also talked about that on the air.
Exactly.
That's who I am.
Yeah. I think what you do on air is pretty genuine.
I'm a person who doesn't use the N-word in my private life. I'm a person who doesn't use that F-word in my private life. So if you ever hear me on a hot mic saying that, then you will know that I've been abducted by aliens, and that's the other world me. That's like the, you know, like on what's that show I'm watching called The Man in the High Castle? How there's two different worlds, and you can travel from to and fro.
Right.
If I ever say that, then I'm in the world where the Nazis were victorious. And I'm being forced to talk that way.
Or counterpart, where you had a counterpart in another world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That guy came over, you died. He's a real jerk who says all kinds of bad things. And, you know, I'm kind of like, I don't think a guy should be fired over all that, except the two things that sort of stood out were, number one, you always talk about intent and context. And it would have been nice to hear what city he was talking about.
Oh, I think he was talking about Kansas City.
Mm. Well, the intent of that is pretty obvious, right? It's not one of those things you can say, well, in context, it's not that bad. No, the context sounded pretty bad to me because it sounded like an insult to be mean.
Right.
And it's just like any word you use like that, it just depends on how you use it. And
do you have the comment? Did you pull that audio as well?
The actual him saying it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear that. And maybe we can sort of bleep out the F word. I don't really want that on the air, but
no.
I assume you've already done that. You're thinking ahead.
Yes, I have.
And our Tyler's not in there working on our censorship machine, is he? Like,
no.
Okay. That's not what's broken?
No.
Okay. Well, let's hear it then.
Capitals of the world.
Yeah, that's
Reds Live pregame show presented by Ray. Well,
I mean, that's one of those things where you're just playing way too close to showtime, and you know, a producer had said we're going to be live in five. I mean, if you've ever done any kind of a live broadcast, I mean, I used to do high school football play-by-play, high school football, and they would tell me 30 seconds. 10 seconds,
right.
5, 4, and then they don't say 3, 2, 1 because that's how the pros do it in Hollywood and high school football. I'm guessing the Reds broadcast has something similar where he knew he was about to be on air. I mean, maybe hold off on your homophobic slurs until like you know, the post game show something. It's I don't know. I like,
and it is interesting because 10 years ago you could say that word.
Yeah,
but it has changed, and you clearly can't. And even farther back, hey, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What did Spicoli say? Don't say it.
But now, I also want to. I don't want to pretend like I've never used that word before.
Because, I did too. Up until
I have.
Up until I was told, hey, this is offensive.
Yeah,
stop using it.
I have used that word before. Where I've never used that word is on a microphone because that.
When I started, you could say it. When I first got started, and someone I was working with did. And we wound up dumping it because everybody kind of, you know what, that kind of feels uncomfortable the way he said that. And it was very similar to what T-Hom did.
And I'll tell you, Thom, he leaned into that slur like he was going for it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it on the other side, but I've got mixed feelings about what should happen with Thom Brenneman. But we'll get to that on the other side.
And not that it matters. Well, I think he's good at his job. Almost everybody I've talked to knows him, says he's a real pickle Rick. So no one was surprised. Let's just put it that way. Well, I'll tell you what else won't surprise you is winning your lawsuit when you get in an accident. And you know why? That's because you're going to call Lawyer Dave. Because all Lawyer Dave does is win. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ. Hey, Blitzers. Good afternoon. It's me, Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker. Let's talk about accidents today involving vehicles, motorcycles, bicycles, trucks, and cars. If you're in a wreck, and if you're able, take pictures of the cars before they move, before the vehicles before they move. If there's any kind of plastic or other stuff broken on the street, take pictures of that too, because that stuff's going to be critically important later on. And second thing I want to tell y'all, do not give a recorded statement to the insurance person because they are trying to set you up to fail. You need to call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900. I will tell you your rights. I will protect your rights.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not paying a penny out of their pocket, right? I mean, you don't get paid until they win. If they need medical attention, you're going to help them with that. It's really a no-lose situation.
Yeah, everything along the way in this situation with us is free. Consultations are free. You don't pay any money out of your pocket up front if you need to see a doctor and you can't afford one on your own. If you need transportation, we'll get you an Uber. And we share the winnings. We win together. We try the case together. If we lose, we lose. But we gamble together, trying to win it all for the Blitzers.
Yeah, and you mentioned bicycle accidents. They're doing all these bike lanes downtown now. People are going to get hurt. They definitely should call you if that happens.
Oh, without a doubt. We've handled numerous bicycle cases where people turn corners, don't see the bikes, or they just run up into a bicycle lane, don't care. I mean, it's dangerous riding a bike, and we for sure represent those folks all the time.
All right. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
You can call me at 713-626-8900, or you can find me at lawyerdave.com. Or Lawyer Dave Law is my Twitter handle, or my friend Fred and my friend AJ both know how to find me. They'll for sure do that for you.
Yeah, definitely happy to do that. All right, if they need a lawyer, what do?
They better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know, Aaron, I didn't say anything about the Open. I didn't criticize you. I didn't come out and say... I did accuse you of potentially being a serial killer.
I deserve the criticism.
But I didn't. I mean, things happen. It's not your fault. I just think that
it happens.
You know, I want us all to just chill a little bit and not throw stuff when things go wrong.
I'll do better with that.
No, well, it's not just you. I think the whole world needs to do a better job. Yeah, like, well, it's okay to throw. Of course, you threw the blue chair in front of the Twitch now. But notice he didn't throw the blue chair. He pushed the blue chair out of the way of the television. So, but, you know, I just wish people would just relax a little bit. You know, bad things happen. And don't get me wrong. I've the older I get, the less stuff like that bothers me. But I punched through a computer one time at the Chronicle and broke the monitor. I was so mad
at
something.
Did you feel strong?
No, I felt really stupid because I cut up my hand and I got written up.
All right.
And had to pay for the computer. So.
See, I haven't broken anything of value. I mean, I think I cracked a couple knuckles in college when I punched a brick wall, but I haven't broken anything of monetary value.
Well, I didn't intend to break it. I was just pissed. And, you know, it's something stupid. Like, somebody used a phrase in a column that I had told them was completely off limits and don't do it again. And then I'm reading it and I go, mother, bam, nobody listens to me. And I wasn't really intending to hit the computer, but then I did. And I'm like, boy, how am I going to explain this one?
So it was kind of like when you're playing video games and you throw the remote because you get mad. And the second it leaves, like, the grip of your hand where you can't get it back anymore, you're like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? This is my remote. I paid for it. Yeah, well, that's
goes $50.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're more than that, depending on the system now. If you want the really good ones, so you know. But I've gotten my old age where there's no point getting angry over stuff you can't control. You just try to fix it as quickly as you can, and you know. But everybody has a day where they feel like that. See, I'm being all accepting and.
Are you of the belief that Tom Brenneman should be fired? Or canceled for that?
No, forget the canceled stuff. You know how I feel about that whole crap thing. No, he should be suspended though. He should be. What happened to you guys in the Army? He has to get sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm.
If I were the boss, this is what I would do. If I thought he was worth keeping. Now, if he's somebody I've been wanting to get rid of anyway. Oops, see you. Sorry.
Yeah.
And fair or not, from a business perspective. There are guys you want to get rid of. And, you know, if somebody does something like that to, you know, give you that opportunity, you take it. But in general, if you like the guy, you think the guy does a good job, you want to keep him around, I suspend him without pay and make him do sensitivity training. And when he comes back, I want proof that he completed the training. I want a therapist to say or our counselor to say, yeah, this guy's fine. And then I'll give him his job back. Okay. That would be me as a manager. What would you do?
I mean, it's tough, especially because it's happening in 2020 when everyone is so sensitive to these things. It's just such an odd time to be doing anything that's considered, you know, I don't want to say offensive, but yeah, offensive to any particular group.
Right.
And it's just, you got to be like, dude, you got to be better than this right now. Of all the, I mean.
Well, right now, everybody should be better.
Had he done this 5 years ago, I don't think there's even a conversation about him getting fired.
Probably not. But yes, you should be more sensitive. But in the end, I mean, I don't think people should get fired for every little thing that they say. And again, context of this looked really bad. And to me, that indicates a deeper problem. But people can change and they can learn, but I want proof that he learned. I want him getting counseling. And then he comes back and everybody tells me it's okay. I'm willing to take the hit if he's good enough. Now, in this culture, nobody will ever forget that. When he gets back on air and people will be tweeting at him, you know, with British cigarette references.
Yeah.
And that'll never go away because that's the damn society we live in. Can I ask a question real quick and then we'll get back to this?
Sure.
Is it our TV or are the Rockets wearing orange?
I think it's our TV.
Okay, because I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, isn't Oklahoma City the one that wears the orange? I'm a little confused. But no, I think I really believe that we should, and we were talking about this on Twitch a little bit. I think as you learn about people and meet people and see what their issues are, you tend to understand what's going to be offensive. And yes, things have changed over the years. There's a lot of words you can't use anymore. And just because I'm an old doesn't mean I can sit here and say, I've been calling people that for 30 years.
Right.
I mean, you got to learn. You got to evolve. You got to, and, you know, like, I didn't realize that using the term posse was offensive.
I still don't know if that's offensive.
I don't know either. In ghetto, but guess what?
I don't know if that's offensive.
I don't need to use either one of the, well, ghetto I might have to use every now and then.
I think if you use ghetto as an adjective, that can be considered offensive.
Okay, so.
But you can't tell me there's not a place that can be called ghetto and that's not offensive. I mean, we've had this discussion on air. As a noun, that's just a word. That's a real thing.
But if I'm referring to my grocery store as Ghetto Kroger, is that wrong?
Yes.
Damn.
Unless it's actually in the ghetto, which it's not.
No, it's nothing. Yeah, but that's just what we've always called it. So yeah. I'll stop now. But that's the thing. We have to learn. And, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that even when I started radio, we were able to say. And, you know, and the use of the word gay was a lot different then, too. You could say stuff and it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, we should evolve and we should learn. And sometimes it takes people doing stupid stuff for us to learn and evolve on our own. And I would hope everybody kind of uses this as a teaching moment. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of glad we do the Twitch thing now, because there's a lot of stuff that we might have said off air in the past when we get into something that had nothing to do with the show that probably would get us burned. So, you know, I'm not for killing people over stuff like this unless it's a pattern. And if you, like, for instance, if his producer comes forward and says, you know what, this guy's been saying crap like this on breaks for 10 years.
Right.
And if that happens, then okay. That's a different animal.
All right.
And he probably has. Let's be honest.
I got to tell you guys about a late health. And you may be saying, I've got a problem. I think I've got an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH, in the medical world. You or someone you may know has a frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting to pee. Those could be symptoms. And here's the deal. You don't need surgery. You don't need it, because surgery is awful for this thing. It involves a drill going inside your pee hole and nobody likes it. And Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health said, you know what? You shouldn't have to do it. So he became the first doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE, minimally invasive, uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours, and it's done right in the office of Elite Health. Nobody in Houston has done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. He is definitely the guy you want. It's also covered by most insurance plans, so it's a win-win for everybody. Learn more today. Call 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618, and check them out online. Choose PAE.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Got a one-point game.
Yeah.
Going into the fourth quarter. A low-scoring affair today.
A little defense being played, from what I can
78-77.
Tell.
78-77. I don't know what the total was. My guess is they're playing towards an under.
I would be willing to guess that too.
It was 227 was the number.
Mm.
That's
looking under.
They're not on pace for over, certainly. And obviously we talked about at the end of Josh's show what the reason why the Rockets are struggling today compared to the other day is they are 13 of 45 from three.
Yeah, and what did we say?
When you shoot 39%, you got a real good shot. If you shoot 29%, Probably not.
Well,
and right now they're shooting.
Can I do
29%?
Obvious tweet. Rockets have to shoot better on threes in fourth quarter,
or shoot less. unless they really kick it up here in this last quarter, they're going to miss over 40 three-pointers. They're on pace to miss over 40 three-pointers, and it's really tough to win. I've said that before.
Well, can I give you a bright side to that?
Sure.
They're only down one doing that.
That is the sort of impressive thing. They've only turned the ball over six times. So they're winning the turnover battle 12-6. But the shooting continues to be – the outside shooting continues to be abysmal. So, they've and they're 10 of 11 from the line. They typically don't miss at the line. They're minus 11 rebounding. But that turnover is that's saving them right now. And the fact that they shoot so many threes, you know, they've picked up they've hit 13. OKC's hit 9. So that's 12 extra points that they got there. That's
right
off of that, but you give the ball back so many times when you're missing like that, it's tough.
A couple things got to get caught up on the text line. Fred, good call in Vancouver last night. Any thoughts on tonight's games? I don't have any plays tonight. Sorry. Again, it's another day where it takes me about 30 minutes to actually go and do everything I need to do to handicap games, and I just did not have time today, and I apologize for that, but, you know, again, business is business. So, 832 says, if you say you've been saying a word for 30 years and you're still saying it now, it shows how immature you are. That's just some people setting their ways. That's old people. And I was making fun of an old person. I wasn't actually saying that that's what I do. I want to make that clear. I think sometimes when you get set in your ways, you don't change. And that's not good. And old people do that more than young people. Young people can learn things faster than old people. So...
Hey, did you see what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico?
No.
Not one, but two tropical storms headed to the United States.
Yeah, well,
one of them headed right our way.
You know what? You can talk about that today. I didn't want to talk about it 2 days ago when we had one of the best days of the summer. And the whole story was, there's two next week, tropics. It's like, dude, let me enjoy the day.
You are you're sort of our expert on these things. I want to know, what are the odds that one of these bad boys hits us? The first one says Tuesday, 8 a.m., TD-13 is headed towards Miami and Panama City.
We won't miss Miami. See ya.
But TD-14 says Tuesday at 7 a.m., making landfall at Galveston, 60-mile-an-hour winds. What do you say?
I have to it's just like handicapping a hockey game.
Okay, you got to do some
research. I have to study the models. I have to see where the European model has it, where the Canadian model has it. I have to look at the steering winds, and I have to look at the path, because that's the easy thing. Because very few of them, there's a certain path that if they get on and it looks like they hit us, they always go in just like nuke northern Mexico. It's like we have a wall here, and we keep out all the bad hombres. Unfortunately, it's the ones that kind of just form right there off the Gulf and then get really big that hit us. So I need to look at that. And by the way, Stephen, the weather guy's back after a long break.
All right.
So Stephen can give us the odds. What are the odds, Stephen, that we're going to get hit? And, you know, I do think, like Harvey, that one... As I was looking at it, it's like, okay, this looks like it could be bad. It looks like it could be bad. It really wasn't until the day before that we both said, holy bleep, we got to get back home because it's going to be bad. But, you know, most of these other ones don't. Like, if it says Galveston, it's probably going – sorry, Beaumont. It's probably coming to Beaumont. That's usually what happens. And then we don't get any rain. Because usually this early when they – now, they've gotten better at them, but that's, just a hurricane handicapping tip. If they have it coming straight into Galveston, it's going to Beaumont. Now, even Matagorda, because Matagorda seems to have a target on its back all the time, right?
Yes.
And if it says Matagorda, it's going to Beaumont.
Okay.
If it says Corpus, for some reason, they're always right about Corpus. It always hits
Corpus.
Sorry,
Corpus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But... I haven't done any studying yet, and I apologize for that. So
okay.
The only studying I did was for the show today, but I didn't know I was going to have to handicap hurricanes today.
Well, now you know.
I'll have it Yeah, Steven says, could be anywhere from Brownsville to NOLA. Models are garbage this season. Then guess what? Sorry, Beaumont. That's you. Especially now, this early, if they have it at Galveston. But that's not my official prediction yet, you know, until I've looked at all the spaghetti models. So 60-mile-an-hour winds, though, I laugh at you. I mean, come on. That's really? That's all you got? You're going to bring 60-mile-an-hour winds and like 5 inches of rain?
Meow.
I will predict that it's not going to be that bad. But that's, you know, let me do my research.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Tonight is the NBA draft lottery. And I don't know if you care who gets the first pick, but I would love to see the Warriors get the first pick and just drive everyone crazy.
Oh no, I'm so mad. That's what I'm rooting for. And no, Beaumont, I'm not rooting for you to get the Storm. It's just if it's pointed here, it's going there. That history tells us that.
They've got the best odds of landing the number one pick. They've got a 14% chance to land the first pick. I shouldn't say they've got the best odds. They've got the same odds to land the first pick as Cleveland or Minnesota.
Right.
But they've got a 52.1% chance to land a top four pick. So they're about a coin flip. The Cavs, the Timberwolves, the Hawks also with good odds, and the Pistons with good odds. Then you get to the Knicks, Bulls, Hornets, and then you're getting really to teams, you know, if Phoenix or San Antonio gets one of those picks, now we're interested. I mean, now we're talking about a pretty good team.
Especially Phoenix, because that's a good young team.
Yeah. So I'm cheering for the Warriors to get it because I want people to lose their minds. Although I don't think this is a great draft. I'm finally hearing people talk about the players in this draft. And I know I watch probably more than the average person watches college basketball. So I know a lot about these guys and I know like who would be a good fit with these teams and who wouldn't be. The two guys that I probably know the least about who are looking to get drafted are the two guys who didn't play college ball. The Avdija guy that out of Israel who seems really interesting to me as like a pick and roll guy. He's he's a finisher. He's a he's an interesting player. I don't think that he'll go first. The other guy is LaMelo Ball, who a lot of people seem to think should be the number one overall pick. I think that he's got some real ceiling because he's a really smart guy. And I'm sure Steve Kerr sees him and go, ooh, now this is a guy who is a great passer, great court vision. That's the kind of thing Steve Kerr looks for. What he's not, though, is a great shooter or a great defender. And I don't know if you can handle the liability of putting LaMelo Ball defensively in the same backcourt as Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry's been covered up for defensively for a long time because Klay Thompson is an excellent defender. And obviously, Klay would still be on the floor more often than not. I'm guessing they'd look to run three guards and with Klay sort of a hybrid small forward.
But you know what? If the Warriors do get that pick, I think they'll pick the best fit. And that guy will wind up being the best player in the draft, even if
he's going to go to the right spot.
He's going to go to the right spot. And they just don't miss. And if you give them a pick that high, they're not going to miss.
Well, it reminds me a little of when
Rockets aren't missing now either.
Yeah, the Rockets suddenly on fire. They're up 10 now, running away from this Thunder team.
It's not over yet.
Okay, AJ was trying to trade threes with them for a couple of shots.
So dumb. And now they can't. Oklahoma City's missing layups. But yeah, Rockets now. I wouldn't shoot another three if I'm them. I just keep doing what they're doing, and I don't know if that counts or not. But If I'm the Rockets, I just keep going to the rim and make OKC start to shoot because that's not what they want to do.
Are they doing this with Harden on the bench?
No, he's on the floor.
Oh, okay.
He's on the bench.
He's on the bench
right now? Yeah, he's out right now. He won't come in for another – probably next time out he'll go in.
Oh, he is on the bench, huh?
Because that's him.
There he is, yeah.
Looks like he's taking a dump on the side there.
Like the last 5-6 minutes straight.
Okay.
I think you're probably right. It reminds me a little of when the – you know, a couple different scenarios. When the Colts got Andrew Luck, like they just,
right.
It was just a freak season that they end up with the number one pick.
Yeah.
Or when the Spurs got Tim Duncan. And because David Robinson was injured for a season, the Spurs end up with Tim Duncan. Yeah. And now all of a sudden you've got a dynasty.
The Rockets with the back-to-back picks.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, it just was kind of silly because – and they did tank. And that, of course, led to the lottery because I was actually covering the team at the time. And, you know, Ralph Sampson suddenly gets injured. And Elvin Hayes, bless his heart, who still could play a little for an old man, but he was a total shell of himself. Elvin Hayes is out there playing every game in center for him. So,
but I think there's about four guys who could potentially be, well, maybe even three guys who could be the top pick. The other, I mean, Anthony Edwards from Georgia is the other guy that people seem to like.
You mentioned Wiseman,
And that's the other guy, yeah. James Wiseman. But I think James Wiseman, if it's the Warriors, James Wiseman, they probably feel like maybe he slows them down a little bit. And he's got literally 70 minutes of college basketball film. Yeah. I mean, you just know so little about that guy. But maybe he can become the, I mean, he's an athlete. Maybe he becomes the rim protector going forward, but he's not going to be great switching onto the perimeter. He's not a great passer. So there's some things about him that Steve Kerr would probably go, maybe not. But I tend to think that you're right. Whichever guy the Warriors pick is going to end up being really good.
Yeah, they'll pick the right fit. I trust that organization. And you know, they've drafted three of the best players in the league and been nowhere near the first pick.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take
Which also means if they don't have the first pick,
they're going to
probably still end up doing all right.
They might still get the guy they would have taken.
Maybe.
Depending on where they finish. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, Stephen the Weather Guy sent me the spaghetti model. I think I like number 994. I don't know who did that one. But that one basically goes straight
California.
Over.
California?
No, it goes to Vinton. So Beaumont doesn't get hit very hard. We don't get hit very hard. And it kind of goes off into a part of the state that's not that populated. So that's the one I'm going to go with, 994. So which one? Steven's going to have to let me know which one that is. I bet it's a Canadian model because it's always right. I'm just guessing. Oh, geez, no way.
Hoser.
It's Mr. Hoser to you. A couple of things. So I just got tricked by a girl with a mask on. I was at a restaurant bar eating and watching the Rockets game. The bartender was pretty cute talking to me with her mask on. Well, when I go close out, she takes her mask off, and she immediately went from an 8 to a 3.
Mm.
Be careful out there, blisters. We're starting to get fooled. Hey, man, I'm on the other end of that. I'm the 3 that looks like the 8 with the mask on. So, sorry.
No, you're literally on the same end of that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm not
you're
on
the
it.
Same thing.
No, I'm the opposite.
Like, oh, you're not disgusting.
But
and then
I'm the
you take
opposite end
off.
Of him. See, he's the one getting fooled.
You're fooling
I'm doing
people.
The fooling. So I am on the opposite end, but it is the same thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. And Deacon was asking, I'd be interested to hear how you keep handicapping down to half an hour. It takes me 90 minutes to cap an MLB day because I'm not handicapping a full card, especially right now. Now, I target, like, in hockey, like, right now we got two games tonight. I can have those done. Let's see what he does. Yeah, he hurt himself coming off the mound. That's one of those non-contact injuries.
That ain't good.
Yeah.
Just like Bregman running to first last night.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. That's not a good thing.
No. Hamstring, never good.
And onto the IL. I mean, the day after they announced that Yordan's out for the season, it's, dude.
Okay, that's
just not catching breaks.
That's just being kind of a little bit clumsy and not being able to field the ball cleanly and... Yeah, that looks bad. Oh, well. I'm not writing them off yet. Bregman's going to be back. Verlander's going to be back. Maybe. Hey, you get more Josh Reddick. How about that?
There you go. Thank goodness.
But yeah, just to finish the point, though, there's two games, and most of the time, like even when there's four games, there's only one or two that I'm even interested in trying on. So yeah, it doesn't. And plus, I have some models that give me what the score should be. It doesn't take very long. It's like you punch in a number and it says, okay, 6.7 goals. The over-under is 5.5. That's a bet. So, but again, I'm not handicapping an entire card.
Well, what I do, like when I do college basketball, for instance, I have my power ratings and I circle games that, like, these are the games that I'm looking for. And if my number is anywhere close, then I'll handicap the game. If it's more than a possession off, just... Don't
yeah.
I throw that one out.
Yeah.
Move on. And same with college football, kind of like I used to do the same thing. When the college football lines would come out, I felt like I needed to try to look for value in every single line.
Right.
And I don't do that anymore. Really, the only sport that I do that with is the NFL because I actually have time to.
Yeah. And
it doesn't kill you to handicap every game. Now I don't play every game, obviously. But
and everybody's looking at every game in the NFL,
exactly.
And that's just and that's kind of part of our job too. So that I spend a lot more time with, but college football, I tend to gravitate to the areas that, like I watch the most Big 12 and AAC games probably of anybody. Oh, thank you for calling me during the show, telemarketer from Rio Grande City, Texas. But those are the teams that I follow the closest and watch the most. So that's what I tend to do is I'll look at those games first, and then I'll go and kind of look at the other conferences because once I start developing trends with teams that there was a year that Rice covered every single game. Well, ordinarily you're not looking to bet Rice,
right?
But they were just completely undervalued, and then like 2 years later they were completely overvalued, and I like Old Dominion 1 year. I wouldn't necessarily look at Old Dominion, but they cover like the first four games, and the spreads are still way lower than they should be. And they wound up, I think, covering 10 out of 12 that year. So those kind of things develop over the course of the season. But for hockey, man, I'm not looking at a whole hockey slate, even on a full night. And that's why, and people actually get mad because it's 4:53. But they'll get mad because, like, oh, there's 10 games tonight. You only have one play? It's like, yeah, that's it. Because I don't play everything. And I do try to pick my spots and fortunately, with hockey, you've done really well, especially down the, in this bubble thing. I mean, I've been right a hell of a lot more times than I've been wrong, and have a pretty good feel for it. But it also means we're having fewer games now, so there will be fewer plays.
Yeah,
and you know some of these trends are, now that they're kind of taking place, and now we're going to get into matchups because we already are into matchups, but the deeper we get, it's what kind of team versus style. I mean, it just, there's a lot of factors to it, but it doesn't take me more than about 30 minutes to come up with a play for hockey. Football's a lot different. I almost block off an entire day for college football, sometimes more than that. And then you're reevaluating throughout the week too.
Yep.
So do you see Giants Baines tweeted us?
No.
It's the Goodfellas scenes where they're laughing, and it says, guys from Chicago getting out of towners to try Malort. So I saw this and thought of you guys. So, yeah, so tomorrow's we have set up already.
Yeah, we do. What's it called?
Aaron?
Aquavit? Aquavit?
I mean, it sounds incredibly hideous. It really does.
I mean, I'm butchering the Danish language, but Aalborg Tafel Aquavit.
Okay.
And it was right next to like the absinthe and stuff, and there was an absinthe that said it was made with wormwood, and I know that was one of the ingredients in Malort, so yes. I said,
delicious.
This is probably where they keep all the awesome-tasting liquor.
That delicious Malort.
Yeah, we should partner up with Specs on this, and they provide us with one of their worst ones every week, because those guys know everything about that alcohol. I mean, like the wine guys there are pretty much geniuses, and the beer guys, you can ask them anything and they know it. And they've got people like dedicated, like there's a vodka guy, and I bet you they have a bad shot guy. I would be willing to bet Aaron Smallchild on that. So,
on Twitter, it was Jordy asking me about Obi Toppin going number one. He's a guy I could see it. Obi Toppin's got a pretty limited game, but in an era where guys like Giannis are having success, guys who basically his offense is dunking the ball, I could see it. The difference between him and Giannis, though, is Giannis is a world-class defensive player. Obi Toppin is not a not even a defensive player. And I think there's some questions about Obi because he was a literal zero-star recruit. No one wanted him. And, I mean, God bless him. And I love watching him play. I don't know what he is in the NBA because he's just a dunker. He's a very good athlete who's a dunker. He doesn't have much of a shot. He can rebound, but he's a serious liability on the defensive end, and I think that could be a problem. He's a I don't know if you could have him out there in meaningful moments defensively, but he would give a team a quick boost on offense. It's good front court size, which everyone wants when you got a guy who can move around. Here's the other thing that's kind of gross about him. He's already 22 years old, which I know sounds crazy, but nobody else in the conversation to go number one is even 20, and he's already 22.
One of our people who suggested the Aquavit says it needs to come from the freezer. So make sure you put it in the freezer.
I was going to post that question to the Twitch.
I think we should boil it and drink it hot.
I didn't know if it needed to be frozen because the description reads, it probably needed to be.
Yeah. I'm already like cringing at the thought of
it. Yeah, you know what though? It can't be any worse, right? I mean, I think we've already hit the bottom. There's no way this is worse than the last two. All right.
I hope for Jerry Bo's sake it is, because I texted him and said, don't worry.
Oh, he'll be here tomorrow, so he's going to try it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, but he's worried. And I said, it can't be as bad as the Malort, so you'll be fine.
Well, I've still got Malort if Jerry wants to try that. Yeah. He wants to do a side-by-side. Maybe we'll do
that. You know, Jerry's probably willing to do stuff like that.
We don't have any more tobacco-flavored vodka. That's gone. I took that tobacco-flavored vodka to my brother's house, and he drank some and was like, all right. And he's just like happy to have some booze. But my brother's also a sick man.
You know what? He's a young.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.